On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, ladies and gentlemen out there, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. I'm Mark.
I'm Danny.
And we're going to do our year-end top 12 albums of 2016.
Yeah.
Danny sounds pretty excited about this. I know everybody, every other show on the planet does this, so we figured why not us as well?
Yeah, we need our opinions out there.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody cares, but...
we care a lot.
Yeah, a lot, yeah. Before we go into our top 12 and how we came about getting our top 12, I'm going to go over some other lists from other podcasts and hard rock and metal people out there and what they came up with, and then we'll see how their list stacks up to our list. All right, I'll start off with somebody that everybody's heard of, Eddie Trunk. His top three, at number three, he had Alter Bridge, The Last Hero. Number two, Anthrax, For All Kings. And his number one was Rival Sons and Hollow Bones.
Nice.
Not too bad. All right, Mark Striegel over at Talking Metal. At number three, he had Scorpion Child with Acid Roulette. Number two, Glenn Hughes and Resonate. And number one, he had Anthrax and For All Kings.
Nice.
Yeah, so some of those I think will appear on our list. I'll give another one here. This one's kind of out there. I don't know if you've heard this podcast. It's called One on One with Mitch Lafon. You ever heard that one?
I've heard the name Mitch Lafon. I didn't know he had his own podcast.
Yeah, it's really good. He's out of Canada, and his top three is pretty interesting because it starts off with a release I've never heard of. It's called Rock Wolves. It features Michael Voss and Herman Rarebell from the Scorpions. That was his three. Two was Metallica, and number one, Tigers of Pantang.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a self-titled release.
Interesting.
And I was surprised at how good it is.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it. I think I've listened to it once. But what I heard, I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
Tigers of Pantang.
Pretty good. I got another list here. Andrew Axman from the Hair Metal Mansion. He's got his own show based out of Arkansas. His number three was Apocalyptic Lovers with Redemption Volume 1. Sorry, never heard of him. Number two, he had Face Edge Restoration out of Frontiers. It's one of those super group things where they put four people together, make one album, and we never hear from them again.
Right.
I honestly can't say that I've heard either one of those releases. Who knows if they're good or bad, but maybe I'll check them out. Number one, he had the Dead Daisies and Make Some Noise.
All right.
You might hear about that again.
Yeah.
All right. Those are just some of the lists we perused on the internet. And what we did was Danny and I each picked 12 top albums, and then we ranked them and gave them a numerical value. So if your number one got 12 points and your number 12 album got 1 point, and we put our two lists together, and we came up with a top 12, and Danny's not heard these yet. Honestly, we're both family men with jobs, with kids. We got ballet, dance, soccer, basketball, so getting to listen to a lot of new music is kind of tough now, huh?
Oh, yeah. I try to listen to it at work or when I'm getting ready or working from home or whatever, so... I sometimes get a chance to listen, but I certainly haven't listened to everything that was released.
Yeah, it's not like when we were kids and when we'd get in a couple albums a week and just listen to them 40 times. And then next week get a couple more albums. But no, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, I'll head to a record store, we each buy one and play it till it's dead. Then we next week get another one.
Or when we just trade records.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, now we have a... Life sucks, doesn't it? No, I can't say that.
It'll pretty good. All right.
So we did that. I total up the scores. And what we're going to do is we're going to go over each album, play a little clip after each album of so you can get a taste of it. And if you hear something you like, go out and buy it. Go out, check it on YouTube. Go to Amazon. Buy this stuff because artists are making zero money off of albums these days. They're all making all their money on touring. So, Danny, you ready for this list?
I think so. I've had my 12, so we'll see how right you are.
Okay. All right. This is the top 12 of 2016.
Based on the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
which is us. All right, Danny, ready?
All right, bring it on.
All right, here's one I'm sure you've never heard. At number 12, The Treatment and Generation Me.
Wow, okay.
You haven't even heard that one, huh?
Nope, I have not.
It's this band out of England, a bunch of 20-somethings, basically blues-based hard rock, little AC/DC-ish. It's got an 80s vibe to it. They got a new lead singer. He's one of those guys who I think he was on the either X Factor or The Voice. He was on that show, joined this band, and they put out, I think it's third or fourth album. And it's pretty good. So I'm going to give you a little taste of it right now. So The Treatment. All right, that was The Treatment, and now at number 11, Hailstorm. What the heck's the name of that album?
Reanimate.
Reanimate 3.0. You want to talk about this one a little bit? Because it wasn't on my list.
Yeah, I really like this band. I mean, what to say, Lizzie Hale can sing her ass off, so I've been a big fan since the first album, and this is just in the same vein as what they've done before. Hard rock with a chick singer that she's awesome, so check it out.
Yeah, and this is a covers EP. I know they do In the Still of Night by Whitesnake. You remember some of the other ones?
Yeah, I think there was an AC/DC song. Still of the Night rocks, though. It's a great version.
So she can hit all the notes, huh?
Oh yeah. No question.
All right, so let's take a little sample of the new Hailstorm here. All right, that was Hailstorm, and now at number 10, an album that appeared on your list but not mine, and that is Soto, and how do you pronounce that? Divac?
I'm going to say Divac, but...
Divac, whatever. It's their second album by Jeff Scott Soto and his new band. Since it was on your list, let everybody know a little bit about this album.
This album, for people that are familiar with Jeff Scott Soto from previous bands... from Wet or Journey or Humanimal. This Soto band is much harder, a lot harder rock. He's singing his ass off. It's awesome. So if you're into very hard rock with a great singer, check it out.
Yeah, Jeff Scott Soto is amazing. I think this one didn't connect with me as much. I listened to it maybe once or twice. It's a little modern sounding. I guess they're trying to appeal to a lot of different people. But, maybe I'll have to give it another listen here, a couple listens.
I have a soft spot for him because his voice is just awesome, and I really like a good voice. You know, I don't really care what the words are so much, but his voice is amazing, and so I'm always on the hard rockers, more hard rock scale.
All right. Except- cool. So let's check out Soto. All right. right, that was Soto in at number 10. And now at number 9, an album that appeared on my list but not yours. It's Kissin' Dynamite and Generation Goodbye. This is one of the younger band out of Germany. I think it's their fourth or fifth album. Very 80s sounding, big gang vocals, good songs. Check these guys out if you haven't heard of them before.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't heard them at all, so I'll be interested to check it out.
Well, we do play them on the Hard Rock Arena radio, so if you listen every once in a while. Yeah, pretty good band. They got some good stuff. I'll have to send that one your way. So let's check out a little Kissin' Dynamite.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, that was Kissin' Dynamite. Now, at number 8 on our chart is an old friend of ours, Mr. Punky Meadows from Angel fame, with Fallen Angel.
Really good. I mean, it's no surprise what he's playing on here. It sounds 80s hard rock, very guitar-oriented.
I'd say very song-oriented.
Yeah, nothing far out of what you would expect from somebody from Angel. So I like this album a lot.
Yeah, it's a good melodic rock. And yeah, the songs are pretty good. Punky's playing within the song. He's a really good guitar player. It's surprising he's been away for 35 years.
I doubt he hasn't picked up a guitar in all that time.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty impressive, and the guy still looks pretty good. Lots of plastic surgery there, but the guy does not look like he's 66 years old. But yeah, he still plays pretty well.
Lots of hair.
So let's check a little Punky Meadows out here. And that was Punky Meadows at number 8, and now on to number 7 on the countdown top 12 of 2016, according to us, the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. And at number 7 is one that scored high on my list and appeared on Mitch LaFon's list as well. And I just got into this album last week, and that is the self-titled album from the Tigers of Pantang. Shocking how good this album is.
I'm going to have to listen to this because I haven't heard it. I loved Tigers of Pantang back in the day, and I didn't realize they had put another album out recently.
Yeah, I was into them all the way up to The Cage. Love the old stuff. They released albums over the past 20 years, and I just never really was interested because it was basically one guy and a bunch of other people. But when I saw the list on Mitch LaFon's list, I said, I got to check this out. And it's really strong, really good songs, good playing, great singer. I mean, it's shocking how good this thing is.
Anybody left from the original band?
Rob Weir, one of the guitar players. He's the only one.
Only one left.
But yeah, super strong. In fact, it was number 3 on my list.
He didn't get John Sykes back, huh?
John is hanging out in Northridge, California somewhere. He's already recorded a solo album and it's done. But he just doesn't have the work ethic anymore, I guess. I guess he's just laying around enjoying the rain here.
Yeah.
It's raining a lot here in California. People are freaking out. A whole week of rain.
Oh, my gosh.
Close the state.
We're supposed to get snow tonight, so.
Oh, nice. I wish. I'm jealous. All right, so let's check out a little Tigers of Pantang here at number 7.
It's a fight to stay alive. Living on the edge.
That was Tigers of Pantang. And now, at number six, an album that scored super high on your list, but didn't even make my list. And that is Megadeth and Dystopia. So you tell us about that one.
Oh, man, great album. I've always been more partial to Megadeth over Metallica. I don't know why. I know we'll probably get a lot of crap over that comment, but I just like Megadeth's songwriting, and there are some great, great songs on this album. So the vocals, I think, have degraded a little bit, but that doesn't mean that they're bad. He's got more of a growl than usual, and I just think that comes with age, but it's awesome for the songs. It fits perfect. So you got to check it out. It's a great album.
Yeah, I have it on file, but I guess because he's been changing members so much, I just didn't really give it any kind of chance. I think I've heard two songs from it, so that's one of those ones I got to go back and check out. So if it's number two on your list, I definitely have to check it out. So let's.
I love it a lot, so check it out. It
gets the Dan stamp of approval there. So let's listen to a little Megadeth here at number six.
Mass murderer, no controlling who comes through the door. A culture made of cover-ups, where leprosy touch their flesh. For backroom meetings and rendezvous, the vultures have come home to nest. The clock runs out, the weakest link, a deadly strike.
And that was Megadeth at number six, and we're starting a little thrash theme here, because at number five is Metallica. And Metallica made both our lists with Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Damn strong album after Death Magnetic.
Absolutely. Much, much harder. The sound is great. You know, none of that drums in a tin can kind of crap they had.
Oh, yeah. Saint Anger.
This album just really, really hard from start to finish. They put their rock pants back on.
Yeah, my only, like I said, the only thing I'd say bad about this album is sometimes the songs go a little too long. I'd like to see them a little shorter. But yeah, it's a pretty strong album. Highly recommend it, but then again, I think most of the planet who likes hard rock and metal probably already own this.
Yeah, it's no surprise.
So let's play some Metallica anyway.
You bear, place it right on me. Dying to suffer in vain. Hold on the breath for the pain. Dying to hold up the skies. Atlas, rise. How does it feel on your own? Bound by the world all alone. Crushed in the heavy skies. Atlas, rise.
All right. That was Metallica at number five on our list. And at number four, an album that was number one on my list, but didn't even make Danny's list.
What?
Yeah. The Dead Daisies and Make Some Noise, featuring Karabi, Brian Tichy, Marco Mendoza, and Doug Aldrich. What a killer album. I mean, if you haven't heard this thing, and if you're a Krabby fan, get this. This is really strong stuff.
Yeah, I've always been a John Karabi fan. I haven't listened to this album, so I'm definitely going to have to check it out after your recommendation. But
yeah, you got to turn in your hard rock card. Dude, this album rocks.
Yeah, I've always thought even the Motley Crue album with him was their best album, because it was so, so good. The vocals are just amazing. So,
and the lyrics did suck.
Exactly.
Yeah, very strong stuff. If you like Karabi or anything he's ever done, you got to check this album. The Dead Days is here. Let's listen a little bit of it. Number four.
Everybody on the left, everybody on the right. Don't hold back, get crazy, old mate.
Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
All right, that was the Dead Daisies at four, and now we're at our top three.
Dun, dun, dun. So
what's going to show up? All three of these albums were on both of our lists.
Okay.
All right, number three, Glenn Hughes and Resonate.
Absolutely. No surprise.
He's back.
The guy can sing. Has always been able to sing. I don't know how he does it. I mean, what's the guy, like 106? Unbelievable. The guy can sing like he does.
And he can play.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's really ridiculous.
You were in Rainbow, you had to be able to play.
He wasn't in Rainbow. He was in Deep Purple.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Whitesnake, Deep Purple, and Rainbow shared so many musicians.
All one big group.
Yeah. Very strong stuff. It's more of a straight-ahead rock album. It's not a funk album because, you know, Glenn can go anywhere. But this is definitely a rock album. And if you're a fan of Purple or anything in that vein, go get this. So check this out. Glenn Hughes at number three. All right, that was Glenn Hughes here on the top 12 of 2016 Hard Rock and Metal Countdown. Now, number two. Yeah, my favorite thrash band out of the big four, Anthrax, For All Kings. Yes. What a killer album.
This was my number one, and every song, top to bottom, is awesome. And I think Breathing Lightning, probably one of the best songs ever. Not just Anthrax, best metal song ever.
I think why these guys connect with me is I like the musicianship and everything, but having a good singer helps out greatly. That's the separation between the other bands. Belladonna is a better vocalist than Dave Mustaine or James Hetfield or anybody like that. He's awesome.
Oh yeah, even when they had Bush in the band, I mean that guy could sing. He was a killer singer too. So,
but it's not George Bush, is it?
No.
It's John Bush, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. This album is great. So, like the Metallica album, if you're a fan of hard rock, you've already got it or you've heard it, but definitely, it was number one on my list, so.
Do you think it's better than Worship Music?
Ooh.
Because Worship Music was awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's those two, I mean, one right after the other, they could have been a double album for me, but it's all just unbelievable.
Yeah, I have to agree. Great album. So let's check out a little Anthrax here at number two. All right, that was Anthrax here at number two. And now on to our number one album of 2016. Based on our list, Danny and Mark here at the Hard Rock and Trivia Show. And a lot of people out there have probably never heard of this band, but they're an 80s band that came back in the 2000s, and since then they've released two albums, and this is their second album. Out of Sweden, it is Treat. And The Ghost of Graceland.
Unbelievable album. Reminds me of so many of other Swedish hard rock bands that have been out lately, but this one, this is a smoking album.
Oh, yeah. Great songs, great singing, great playing. It's shocking that these guys never got a deal to release their stuff in the 80s in the States. I guess there were so many bands out there, people just overlooked them. But since they've come back, their album, their comeback album, has been great. Oh, my God. Even my kids like this stuff. They love Endangered. My 9-year-old daughter could sing Endangered, and she hates hard rock, but she loves this song.
That's awesome.
All you people out there, if you've hung with us for this countdown, check out the Treat album, Ghost of Graceland. In fact, anything we've talked about, if it piqued your interest just a little bit, go buy it. Help these artists out. So let's play a little Treat from Ghost of Graceland. The harder they come and the harder they fall. Do you feel the ghost? Okay, and that was number one, Treat. Before we leave this episode, we're going to go over some albums that made our list but didn't make our top 12. These would be our honorable mentions. So if something piques your interest out there, go out and buy it, all right? We had Cheap Trick, Joe Bonamassa, Ace Frehley, Black Stone Cherry, The Last in Line, Jim Brewer and the Loud and Rowdy, and The Defiance. Those all are honorable mention albums. Anything you want to talk about there?
I really like the Cheap Trick album, but, you know, this is another Cheap Trick album. I don't know that they'll have any huge hits off of it, but, you know, if you like Cheap Trick, you probably already have it, but I thought this album was cool. And Blackstone Cherry, if you're into just blues, bass, hard rock, this is top quality. So check those guys out.
Yeah, I liked the Cheap Trick album. I didn't love it. It, you know, I listened to it maybe five times and then I put it away. Blackstone Cherry, I liked Magic Mountain better, but Kentucky is pretty good, and they're a damn good band.
Oh, yeah, real so tight.
All right, one I wanted to bring up also is The Defiance. You know who they are?
Nope, no idea.
Well, The Defiance are Danger Danger with the lead singer. Who is the guy who replaced Ted Poley?
Paul Lane.
Paul Lane, that's it. Yep, it's Paul Lane, Bruno Ravel, and the guitar player in Danger Danger. Not the famous one, but the guy who plays in their band now. Yeah, if you're a fan of Gildersleeves and For the Hard Way. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
man,
it's that guy.
Yeah, send me that for sure.
You got it. Thank you for listening to our top 12, and we'll see you back in a couple of weeks with a new Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.